Okay, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, May Revius, if you have the waters of a quarter, you have the waters comprised of a quarter of what? You have the waters comprised of a quarter of a lug. Okay, wait a second, what's a lug? A lug is a unit of volume that Chazal used. Okay, well, how much is that? So if you want to think about that in terms of modern equivalents, given the range, depending if you hold like Rav Chaim Na or the Chazon Ish, it's going to be somewhere between, let's say, 12 fluid ounces and 20 fluid ounces. So the easiest way to think about that is that a lug is either a can of soda, the volume of a can of soda, or it's the volume of a 20 fluid ounce bottle of soda. That's how much a lug is. So now when we're talking about a quarter of that, so we're talking about either the quarter of the volume of a can of soda or the quarter of the volume of a 20 fluid ounce bottle of soda. So now if you have mayrevius, if you have waters that are comprised of a quarter of a lug, nosnen leyadayim leechad aflashnayim. You can put that onto your hands. In other words, you can use it to do netilas yadayim when you're washing your hands before food. Again, we're not talking about netilas yadayim for when you wake up in the morning. We're talking about netilas yadayim, the chazal or masakin, that you have to do before eating food. For kohanim, that started off as for truma, and then for everybody else, it was extended to chulin as well. So now, you can use that to put onto your hands. In other words, in order to do netilas yadayim, le'echad, for one person, aflashnayim, and even for two people. In other words, if you leave, if you have this kli, you have a, if some sort of a cup that holds a quarter of a lug of water in there, and the first person washes his hands, if he leaves over water in there in the cup, the second guy can then use those waters in order to wash his hands. That's the simple explanation of the Mishnah based on the Gemara and Chulin. That's what we're going to go with. Okay. Now, machzis lug, if you have half a lug, so that means, if we're talking about half a lug right now, that's, again, either in terms of the volume of a soda can or the volume of a 20-ounce bottle of soda, we're talking about half of that. So if you have half a lug, lishlosha olarba, the water that's contained in that kli, in that cup, can be used to wash the hands of three or four people. Now wait a second, let's back up for a second and do the math. What we said in the first part of the Mishnah is that you can use a quarter of a lug in order to wash two people's hands. The first person washes his hands, he leaves over a little bit of water in the cup, then the second person washes his hands. So what it sounds like, assuming that they're going to split it 50-50, the first guy is going to use half of one quarter, in other words, he's going to use an eighth of the water, an eighth of a lug, excuse me, and the second fellow is going to use an eighth of a lug, yielding, right, that would be the amount, the adding up to the total amount of water in the cup, which would be a quarter. So now, wait a second, if I were to ask you then, if I have half a lug, how many people should I be able to wash? Well, wait a second, for a quarter of a lug, that's for two people. So in other words, it's one eighth of a lug per person. So if I have half a lug, then that means that I should be able to easily wash the hands of four people, because that's double the amount of a quarter of a lug. But the Mishnah says, Machzis lug l'shlosha l'arba. It can be used to wash the hands of three people or four people. So the question, the obvious question is, okay, why does it say for three people? It seems that you should be able to use half a lug to wash the hands of four people. So the simple explanation that's given is that we're a little bit nervous, is that when you have a number of people who are using the same cup of water to wash their hands, so we're nervous that they're not going to be careful to wash their hands properly, because they're going to leave over a little bit. So that's why we say for three people, maybe, for four people, maybe. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes on and says, Melug, if you're using a kli that contains, that is comprised of a full lug, and again, if we're talking about lug, in modern equivalents, that's something like a soda can, the volume of a soda can, or the volume of a 20-ounce bottle of soda. L'chamisha v'la'asara ulemea. You can use the water for 5 or for 10 or for 100. Now, by the way, if you did the math, how would that come out? So what we would seem to say is that if I have a quarter of a lug, well, that suffices for two people. So it's an eighth of a lug per person. So now if I have a full lug, how many people should I be able to wash? That should be 8 people. But the Mishnah says you can use it for 5, for 10, or for 100. In other words, what the Mishnah is really just trying to get at is that as long as there's enough water left in that kli, so that the next person can wash, it's no problem using that water. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, Rav Yossi Omer, Ubavad shelo yifchos la'achron shebehem merevius. Rav Yossi says, well, it's provided shelo yifchos la'achron, that you shouldn't leave over less for the last person, shebehem merevius. In other words, you shouldn't have less than a revius, a quarter of a lug, for the very last person. In other words, What Rav Yossi is getting at is that he disagrees, the simple understanding is that he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He disagrees with the first bit in the Mishnah. According to the first bit in the Mishnah, you don't actually need each person who's washing their hands to have a cup of water that is comprised of a revius of water. Right? The first guy can wash his hands, and then the second guy can wash his hands, even though the second guy doesn't have a cup of water that's comprised of a quarter of a lug. So Rav Yossi is saying, I disagree with that. I think that if you want people to be able to wash their hands in succession, there has to always at least be a quarter of a lug of water left in the kli. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes on and says, Mosifin alashniyim, you can add, we can add onto the second ones, Vein Mosifin alashniyim, but you cannot add onto the first ones. What does that mean? So this is something that we talked about in the Hagdama, and that was that when you have the Netil Sadam, the Chazal or Masakin, if you remember, Chazal or Masakin, it's that hands can be Shnios Latuma, right? If we said there were a number of different ways for hands to become a Shnios Latuma. First, we said the Chazal were Gozer, that if you touch a Sefer Torah with your bare hands, your hands become a Shnios Latuma. We said that if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, Chazal were also Gozer. Then Chazal ultimately were Gozer, that all hands, no matter what kind of hands, because they're always moving around and touching things, so all hands have a status of a sheni latuma. Now, what we said is that what can a sheni be mitame? So we said normally, the way that it would work is that a sheni can be mitame truma. But the chiddush over here was that when Chazal were gozer tuma on hands, they can normally be mitame truma. That's true. But also, normally they cannot be mitame liquids. Chulin, the exception is liquids, that a sheni, if someone is a sheni l'tuma, hands that are sheni l'tuma, they can be metame chulin liquids. We said it's specifically designed mashkin, right? Yad shach adam, water, honey, blood, etc. So what does it have to do with over here? So what that means is then, if your hands have a status of a sheni l'tuma and they touch water, well, the water is chulin. What's the status of the water? The water becomes what? So we said that was the second major chiddush that Chazal were misakin, is that normally whatever status you are, the thing that you contaminate gets bumped, is one rung down from you. So sheni can make something into a shlishi. Shlishi makes something into a revi, right? But here the chiddush was that your hands, even though they're sheni, when they touch one of the liquids that are chulin, the liquid becomes a rishon l'tuma, which would mean then that if the liquids are a rishon l'tuma, the waters are going to be tummy. So now when you wash your hands one time, the water that remains on your hands has a status of what? Well, your hands were sheni l'tuma. They touched chulin liquid. Well, now the chulin liquid is the chulin water has a status of a rishon l'tuma. So Chazal said, okay, so you're gonna have to wash your hands again with water to be metahir those waters. That's why you wash your hands the second time when you're preparing to eat food, to eat bread. So what does it have to do with over here? So now we're saying it's mosifin al hashnim. You can add on to the second ones, vein mosifin al harishon, but you cannot add on to the first ones. And what that means is as follows. What we're going to discuss a little bit later on is that how much water do you have to use? How much of your hand do you have to cover? So what we say is that you have to wash your hands up until the perek. The perek is the joint. We'll discuss it's either up until the knuckles, the joint, the fingers to the palm, or it's up until the wrist. So the question is, what happens if when you poured water, when you were doing Netilas Yadayim, it didn't make it up all the way going up until the joint? So what do you do? So now the Mishnah is telling you, well, it depends which waters. Are you talking about the first waters that you use to wash your hands, or are we talking about the second waters that you use? So that's what we're saying. Mosif and al-shim, you can add on to the second waters. In other words, if you washed your hands and the first rinsing of your hand went all the way up until the joint, but then when you pour it over the second waters to be metahir the water on your hand, well, the water didn't quite make it up all the way to this. You didn't use enough water. So you can be mosif, you can add onto that second waters. You can fill in the areas of the hand that you missed. But ve'in mosif al rishon, but you cannot add onto the first waters. Meaning to say, when the first rinsing that you do for your hands, when you pour the water out from the kli onto your hands, you didn't go all the way up until the joint. You cannot just add on water to cover the area. once you attempted to wash your hands, if you didn't make it all the way up until the first joint, you'd have to start from scratch. You'd have to dry your hands and start from the beginning. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is that according to the Tanakhama, if you have a quarter of a lug of water, which we said a lug is going to be somewhere around a soda can or 20 fluid ounce bottle of soda. So now if I have a quarter of that amount of volume, so I can use that to wash my hands for one person or even for two people. The Mishnah then went on to say, but what about if I have half a lug? I can use that for three people or for four people. Okay, what if I have a full lug? So the Mishnah says you can use that for 5, 10, or 100. And the idea is as long as you have a little bit of water left in there so that the last person to use it can wash his hands twice, there's no problem. Rav Yossi came along. The simple understanding is that Rav Yossi disagrees with the first opinion of the Mishnah. Rav Yossi holds, well, actually, you have to make sure that the very last person to wash does not have less than a revius, does not have less than a quarter of a lug when he's washing his hands. Okay, and the final point of the Mishnah was that if you didn't wash your hands entirely, you're supposed to wash all the way up until the joint. Well, let's say you didn't wash all the way up until the joint. Can you just add on a little bit of water to fill in the areas that you missed? And the answer is, it depends. If you washed the first waters properly, and this only the second time that you're pouring the water onto your hands, you missed up until the joint, then you can be mosif. But for the first waters, if you didn't make it all the way up until the joint, when you washed your hands with the first water, then you cannot be mosif. You'd have to start from scratch. You'd have to dry your hands and start again. Okay.